This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There were some figures out today on the housing market. Good figures, actually. The number of homeowners underwater on their mortgages, that is, owing more than the home is worth, is down dramatically from last year. Dan Bobkoff has that story.
The Tampa area has more underwater mortgages than anywhere else in America, 30%. But even there, things are getting better fast.
We're seeing fewer people that are underwater. Prices have come back up.
Brad Monroe is director of the Greater Tampa Association of Realtors, and he says homeowners are telling his members they're finally out from under their mortgages and ready to move. Data from CoreLogic show nationally about 12% of homeowners owe more than their homes are worth. That's a big drop from the first quarter last year when the number was around 20%.
Which is really good news for the housing market.
Mark Fleming is CoreLogic's chief economist.
So many homeowners didn't have equity or were under-equitied. They didn't participate in listing their homes for sale, and that's why house prices increased over the last year or two so dramatically in those markets.
Fleming says this is a virtuous cycle. Rising home values brought back equity to a lot of homeowners. That means more people can move if they want to, and more homes on the market keeps prices from rising too fast. But just because you're no longer underwater in your mortgage doesn't mean you can move right away. Kostia Graducci of Black Knight Financial says you have to have enough equity to pay for a down payment and expenses.
Paying broker fees, for example, and if you only have 5% of equity in your house, you're not going to be able to cover those costs.
He says one in five homeowners today doesn't have enough equity in their current home to afford a new one. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.